Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Choppers and Dealers. But first, a question. Do you live beyond the city gas main, where city gas service is not available? If so, then you know what I mean when I talk about the drudgery of tending fire in the kitchen cook stove. And of course you know, too, that the greatest burden usually falls on mother. Well, listen. How would you like to be the one in your family to free mother from the dirt and drudgery of kitchen fire tending? How would you like to see her using a beautiful new modern kitchen range that burns real gas, that gives a hot flame at the flick of a lever, so mother can prepare delicious meals easily and in half the time? Well, that's all possible now through Skelgas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S. Skelgas is a product of the Skelgas Company, a part of the Skelly Oil Company. Now, Skelgas is not a gasoline. It's real, rich, natural gas. But instead of being brought to you through gas pipes like city gas, Skelgas is compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Skelgas dealer. Now, your Skelgas dealer is featuring a special Christmas display of Skelgas kitchen ranges right now. Why don't you ask Dad to stop in there with you tomorrow and see if you can't figure out a way to give Mother the wonderful convenience of Skelgas for Christmas. But now, and here's the real news. To every family ordering a Skelgas range before Christmas, your Skelgas dealer is giving free a 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware. 57 pieces, all in gay contrasting colors that remind you of romantic old Spain. Why, this very set has sold for as high as $14.95 in leading stores. And it's yours absolutely free from now until Christmas with the purchase of any new Skelgas range. You must see this beautiful set to appreciate its amazing value. It's on display right now in your Skelgas dealer's window. See, drive over to see it and get the details of this marvelous free gift offer at your Skelgas dealer's tomorrow. And now to Captain Midnight. The criminal Ivan Shark is preparing to deliver the vast herd he has stolen from Señor Pareda. And also, he is planning to attack Captain Midnight and his friends by means of the secret trail which crosses the underground river above the waterfall and leads through the cave which shelters Ma and Patsy Donovan. Captain Midnight and Señor Pareda have taken off on a night flight. Listen as Captain Midnight asks...
Do you know where we are now, Señor Pareda?
Si, mi capitán. We are north of the valley where my cattle are grazing.
I see. How much farther is it to the town?
75 miles, señor.
About a half hour's flying, then, huh?
I am so glad, señor, to see my cattle below. This Ivan Shark, he has not driven them away yet.
No.
And he's not going to if I have anything to say about it. Say, that looks like a narrow pass below there. Do you recognize the place?
Si, señor. This is the pass which divides my large valley from the next one to the north.
Oh, I see. Do you own this valley to the north?
No, mi capitán. This valley to the north, it is the bad place. In it are the banditeros.
Oh, bandits, eh?
Si. There is the one very bad fellow. His name is Lutro. I have had very much trouble with him. Sometimes I lose the cattle, but this fellow Lutro, he does not know what happens to them.
Oh, he's a rustler, eh?
I do not understand, mi capitán.
Well, that's what we call a cattle thief in the States, señor. A rustler.
Ah, now I understand, señor. Si, this fellow Lutro, he is the bad rustler.
Wait a minute. Look, señor, look down there. What do you make of that?
Ah, it is the campfire. That is the strange thing.
Yes, but that's in the northern end of the pass. There shouldn't be any campfire there.
I do not know, señor. It is most unusual.
And look. Look ahead, señor. Look out into the valley beyond. Well, there's more campfires. You know what that means.
See, many fires mean many men.
Well, who do you think they can be? Would they be friends or enemies?
That I cannot say, señor. Perhaps we do not have to go to the town if we could only find out, mi capitán.
Yes, well, I know a way, but we've got to land the ship. Now, are there any places we can land, señor?
See, mi capitán. This campfire in the pass, on the other side of the mountaintop, there is the high-level ground.
Oh, a sort of plateau, eh?
See, that is what you call it. But it would be most necessary not to make the noise.
Well, that can be worked all right, señor. I'll throttle the engine now and we'll glide down. After we land on that plateau, we'll see what can be done about finding out who these men are. All right, now, here we go.
That was a wonderful landing, senor, and very quiet. I'm sure those men, they did not hear us.
No, I don't think so. Do you know this section very well, senor?
Si, I have hunted over it all my life.
Mm. Well, where we're standing now, are we on your land?
No, mi capitan. My land ends at the beginning of the pass over which we just flew. Do you remember how the land looks?
Yes, I got a fairly good glance at it. There's the first valley, about 20 miles long, I should say, and very broad, where your cattle are grazing.
Si, senor. That valley belongs to me.
Right. Then the narrow pass which connects your valley to the one on the north. Now, as I understand it, we're just over the right ridge, but almost to the upper end.
Si, mi capitan. Mm-hmm. We are just opposite from the campfire at the upper end.
Now, here's what you'd better do. I had intended going with you, but as long as you know the country, it won't be necessary. It'd be very dangerous to leave the plane unguarded.
Si, senor. Es verdad.
So, I'll stay here and watch the ship while you cross over and get as near the campfire as you can. You may be able to get close enough to understand their conversation. Perhaps some of them are Mexican. But now listen, don't stay too long. Hurry back, then I'll tell you what we'll do.
Si, senor. I go now, and very soon I will return.
We leave Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda and return to their camp headquarters. Pinky Drake and Slim Fool are standing guard together, concealed behind a clump of bushes overlooking a deep ravine. Let's listen as Pinky says.
You know, Slim, this sort of thing's getting on my nerves. We ain't seen one of them critters for half a day.
I know we ain't, Pinky, but sure and tarnation they're there.
They ain't stuck their noses out since I tickled that feller's chin with a bullet.
Well, if you ain't got your nerve, that was my bullet made him jump.
Your bullet?
Sure.
What are you talking about, you old scallywag? I only heard one shot.
Why, sure, you only heard one shot, because we both pulled our triggers at the same time.
Well, if that ain't a good one. I'll say this for you, Slim. You always got an alibi, no matter what.
Well, now I got a job to do, and you keep your eyes open while I'm a-doing it, will you?
What kind of monkey business you up to now, Slim?
Something I'm a-doing because you're my old pal.
You ain't a-doing this for yourself, of course.
Well, it's something I like, too. You know Chuck, he likes to eat so well. He'll sure like it.
Oh, it's something to eat, is it?
Well, it will be when I get through. You know, Pinky, I sort of feel that our honor's at stake.
Well, I didn't know you had any of that, Slim, but go on.
Well, this here cook, Senor Pareda, he done put on a big Mexican feed for us, and Ma Donovan, she done roast up that turkey. So I think it's up to you and me to put on a feed of our own.
What kind of feed?
Well, a good old Western barbecue.
By the great grizzly, Slim, if you sure ain't making my mouth water. But how are you going to do it?
Well, I got the whole thing figured out, Pinky.
Yeah. You got the whole thing figured out, have you? Well, ain't that something? We could have barbecued venison if you was good enough shot to get one of them air deer around here.
Of course, you ain't been good enough to get one either.
The trouble is with them, they're too nervous. It seems that these deer out here, they're like them jitterbugs we saw at the last dance down at Black Gulch. They're always jumping around so much you can't draw a bead on them.
So you done give up, did you? Well, your old pal Slim Pool, he ain't built that way. He's going to get one of them there deer without any gun.
I see. You're just going to creep up behind one and shake a little salt on his tail. By the horned toad, if you ain't got him all skinned.
You bet I have, and I'll skin that deer, too.
Go ahead, get the deer. And if you do, I'll take this rifle of mine, and I'll eat the whole ding-busted thing starting right at the muzzle.
Now, by gum, Pinky, you better get ready, then, because you're sure going to have to chaw on some hard iron.
I'll do it all right, you old curmudgeon, you.
I'll sure be a-laughing when I catch you, too. Keep your eyes open now, because I'm a-going to get that deer.
Yeah, and I'll eat your gun, too.
Leaving Slim to get his deer, an undertaking which is going to cause much excitement later, we turn again to Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda. It is later in the night. As arranged, Captain Midnight is standing guard by the plane. Suddenly, a scraping sound is heard in the nearby gloom. Captain Midnight calls out.
Who's there?
Army, Capitan. It is I, Juan Pareda.
Oh.
For the moment, I could not see you.
I was beginning to think you'd run into trouble. Well, tell me, what happened?
Ah, senor, I have the news for you, but it is the very bad news.
Bad news. Well, all right, let's have it. Might as well face it now as later. Did you know any of those men?
Si, senor. One of the men. I know him very well. I've had much trouble with him. He steals my cattle many times.
A rustler, eh? Well, what were the men talking about?
They talk about the big cattle drive tomorrow, mi capitan. Huh? I hear them say my name and they laugh about me. They say how I am finished, that there is another man who has taken over my land.
So that's it, eh? A big cattle drive tomorrow morning.
See, the drive will begin at the break of day.
Let's see. It's 2 o'clock in the morning now. We can't very well continue our trip. We couldn't do any good at this time of night anyway.
No, senor. And that would not be possible.
But tell me, senor, how will they drive those cattle?
Do you not see me, Capitan? This Ivan Shark, I have explained to his plan. He will drive the cattle by the use of the airplanes. That way it will not take long.
Oh, I begin to see the whole thing now, senor. Shark evidently intends to drive the cattle up your valley, through this narrow pass, and on into the valley to the north.
See me, Capitan. And there is where he will deliver the cattle to this Lutro. Mm-hmm. That is what the man said.
We've got to prevent this drive, Senor Pareda, by fighting Shark at his own game. But I'm afraid one plane won't be enough. If we had two or three, we might be able to do it.
Ah, senor, you also use the airplane, like this Ivan Shark. He tries to drive them one way, but you drive them the other.
That's it, senor. But he has 5 airplanes. We only have 1.
Ah, senor, if only my cowboys were here. They could prevent this drive.
Wait a minute. Listen, senor, listen. That's a plane. Do you hear it?
See me, Capitan. But what can this airplane be doing?
I don't know. Perhaps it's one of Shark's planes.
He's not so far up in the sky.
Oh, I'll say he isn't. Listen, he's coming lower every second.
Senor, perhaps this pilot, he can see our plane.
No, I don't think he can possibly see us, but...
Listen, mi capitan. What does he do?
Quick, senor. Get your gun out and be ready. This pilot's coming down to land.
Well, who is the pilot of the mysterious plane landing in that lonely spot at 2 o'clock in the morning? What kind of business can he be on? Thrilling action, excitement lie ahead. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. But say, fellas and girls, if you live beyond the city gas mains and your mother is still using slow, old-fashioned, time-wasting fuels for cooking, think how much she'd enjoy a beautiful, modern Skelgas kitchen range for Christmas. Skelgas, spelled Skelgas, is real, rich, clean, natural gas, compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Skelgas dealer. It brings all the convenience of city gas service, yet will probably cost even less than you're paying right now for old-fashioned fuels for cooking. Now, Skelgas dealers everywhere are now making an amazing pre-Christmas offer. A beautiful 57-piece set of gay Barcelona pattern dinnerware, free with every Skelgas range ordered before Christmas. Say, why not give Mother a big double Christmas present this year that the whole family will help her enjoy for years to come? See your Skelgas dealer about this sensational free gift offer tomorrow. Now, if there is no Skelgas dealer near you, drop a postcard to the Skelgas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What will Captain Midnight do to prevent Ivan Shark from stampeding Senor Paredes' cattle? And who is the mysterious arrival diving out of the night sky? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing! Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, we have a special message for every fellow and girl who's listening in tonight. First, a message to all members of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol.
be sure to listen in for the big surprise announcement tomorrow night. Second, a message to all those who have not yet joined. Be sure to join up right now at your Skelly service station so you'll be ready for all the fun and high adventure that's ahead. And now, my third message. It's for every fellow and girl who lives beyond the city gas mains. Listen, why not ask your dad tonight how he thinks Mother would enjoy cooking your Christmas dinner with gas? But how could she do that when you live miles from the nearest gas main? Well, that's easy. With Skell Gas. Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, is a product of the Skell Gas Company, a part of the Skelly Oil Company. Now, Skell Gas is not gasoline. It's a rich, clean, natural gas compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Skell Gas dealer. It brings all the convenience of city gas service to those who live beyond the gas main. Your Skell Gas dealer is now showing the newest models of beautiful modern Skell Gas kitchen ranges. And he's featuring a sensational free Christmas gift offer. To every family ordering a Skell Gas range before Christmas, he's giving a gorgeous 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware absolutely free. Now, this set has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95. Boy, here's a chance to give Mother the grandest Christmas morning surprise she ever dreamed of it. Why, think of it. A gleaming Skell Gas kitchen range with all the marvelous pleasure and convenience that will mean, and a beautiful 57-piece set of gay color dinnerware besides. And the dinnerware set won't cost Dad 1 cent if he orders that Skell Gas range before Christmas. So remember, tell Dad about that swell idea tonight. Two grand Christmas presents for Mother at the price of one. See them both at your Skell Gas dealers tomorrow. And now to Captain Midnight. Events are rapidly drawing close to a thrilling climax. The criminal, Ivan Shark, is preparing a gigantic cattle drive in which the vast Pareda herd will be stolen and delivered to Señor Lutro. In the meantime, Captain Midnight and Señor Pareda have discovered the plot. Now, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and Captain Midnight and Señor Pareda are discussing what to do when they hear an approaching airplane. The stranger comes closer and then suddenly throttles his engine and glides down to land. Captain Midnight tells Señor Pareda to be on his guard, and Señor Pareda replies...
See me, Capitan. I am ready. I have the gun in my hand.
I can't make this out, Señor. What can this pilot be up to?
It is the big puzzle to me, Señor. But this place, it is very good for the airplane to land.
Yeah, that's true enough. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Now, mi Capitan. There he is.
Yes, Señor, I see him. Gliding toward the north and will undoubtedly turn and land in the same direction we did.
He does not use the landing light, Señor. Perhaps he has been here before.
Yes, I think that's true. He seems very sure of what he's doing.
You are right, Señor. The plane, it goes to the north. There, it turns. It is coming back.
Yes. Now we'll find out whether he's going to use his landing lights or not. And if he does, he may not land.
But why not, Señor? He has the intention of landing.
Yes, I know that. But if he turns on his landing lights, he'll see our plane on the ground. When he sees it, there's no telling what he'll do.
I forget me, Capitan. You are right. If this pilot sees our plane on the ground, he will fly away.
We've got to be ready for anything.
He's coming close to the ground, Señor. He does not use the landing light.
No. I think he's been here before.
But, Señor, this plane, he will hit our plane. There will be the collision.
Well, it's too late to do anything now. After the pilot's on the ground, he'll see our ship. That is, when he gets close enough.
Look, Señor. He approaches. He will hit our plane.
Stand your ground, Señor. We'll stay here until we see what he does.
What shall we do, mi Capitan?
No, he's not going to hit our plane, Señor. See? He's coasting up on the other side of it. Come on now. We'll get down under our wing. Let's see what he does.
Si, mi Capitan.
Hurry now, Señor. The plane has almost come to a stop.
Si, I am coming.
Yeah, there. Now he stopped. I think the pilot sees our plane.
The pilot? He stays in the cockpit. He does not get out.
No. He doesn't know what to make of our ship there.
Perhaps there is someone besides the pilot.
Yes, and there could be more than two of them, although I think it's only a two-seater.
Look, Señor, the pilot, he rises up from his seat.
Yes.
He jumps to the ground.
Yes, and he's coming this way. All right, now, get your gun ready, Señor. All right, stranger, stick him up. Come on, get him up, I say.
All right. You got the drop on me. I've got him up.
No, you haven't. I can see only your head against the skyline. Come on, get those hands up now and get them up quick.
All right. Now they're up.
That's better. Come on, senor. Let's see what we've got here.
See me, Capitan.
All right, who are you? What are you doing here?
I do not see that that is any of your business. In fact, I might ask you the same question.
The Capitan. The voice of this man. I have heard it before.
So you've heard his voice before, huh? Well, then I know who he works for.
See, he is the chief pilot for this Ivan Shark.
So you recognize my voice, do you? Well, I recognize yours too, Senor Juan Pareda.
See, you are right, and now...
And I can guess who this man is you call me Capitan.
Very well, who am I?
You are the one known as Captain Midnight.
Keep your hands up.
Now I remember. I hear this Ivan Shark call him by name. He calls him Von Grief.
Yes, I am Von Grief. Now that we all know each other, we ought to be able to get along very well.
You're very much mistaken. Not with you or anyone else working for Ivan Shark.
But you see, Captain, I am no longer flying for Ivan Shark. I left him several days ago. I am no longer in his employ.
A very clever remark to make under the circumstances.
But it is true, sir.
Well, if it is, why did you leave him?
He was about to cut my throat. I think that's an excellent reason for leaving him, don't you? That is why...
Why should he do that to one of his own henchmen?
Because he suspected me of double-crossing him.
Were you?
Well, I hadn't yet.
But you were getting ready to?
I had plenty of reason. You would think so if you'd let me explain.
I don't doubt it. But I'm surprised that you were able to get away from him. But enough of this. All right, now you can put your hands down, but no funny business. We still got you covered. Now, what are you doing here? Come on, quick, out with it.
I came here because I have sworn to get even with Ivan Shark.
Very interesting. How do you expect to do this?
Ivan Shark has a certain plan. I will let him go ahead. Then at a certain time, I will step in.
I see. All right, now stand where you are, Von Grief, and don't make a move. If you do, I'll shoot. Step back this way with me, Senor Pareda.
See me, Capitan.
Now, if what he says is true, this is going to complicate matters very much, Senor.
But look, me, Capitan. If this man is telling the truth, he can help us. He has the airplane. I will pay him. Money always talks with people like him.
Just a second, Senor. This may be another trap set by Shark.
Ah, Senor, I did not think of that.
If it isn't, he may double-cross us, too.
As for that, Senor, it is the truth.
Yeah.
Look, me, Capitan. I do not see this fellow.
Huh? What?
Stand right where you are. The tables have turned.
Wait a minute.
Now.
He's behind our ship. I can tell by his voice. He's not going to trick us. All right, Von Grief. What do you want?
Now I'll tell you. I have made my decision. The presence of you two here will embarrass me. I'll not be able to carry out my plan.
Why not, Von Grief? You say you're working against Ivan Shark now. That should place us in the same boat.
That may be true, Captain Midnight. But the boat I am in is going in the direction you will not wish to go. Don't move! I know exactly where you are.
All right, Von Grief. But I think we ought to talk this matter over.
Crouch down lower, senor.
See me, Capitan.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing at all, Von Grief. But I'll guarantee you it'll be much better if we talk things over. Come on over this way, Von Grief. I will tell you what I have in mind. We can do a great deal together if we cooperate.
You've moved from where you were, Captain Midnight. Stand still and I will shoot.
Now keep quiet, senor. Don't move.
Why don't you come on over this way, Von Grief? I can give you some very valuable information, too.
Stop or I shoot!
No, senor. Come on, run for it. That was a trick, senor. He thinks we're on the other side. Now, come on, come on.
Stop, yes, senor.
Finish! That will finish you. Wouldn't Ivan Shark be glad to see this?
No, senor. Come on, let's get him.
Is this someone else?
No, we'll get him.
All right, Von Grief. You...
Look, senor. He sinks to the ground.
Yes. I think he's out cold. All right, come on. Grab his legs and we'll carry him over to the ship.
Si, senor. That was magnificent.
At the same moment, in the circular valley to the south, a different scene is taking place. Chuck Ramsey, Pebbles, and Patsy Donovan are making an inspection tour of the guard post. Let's listen as Patsy says.
Gosh, Chuck, I just can't sleep. With Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda away, I'm just too excited to be able to sleep. Let me go the rest of the way with you and Pebbles.
All right, but I still think you ought to stay back there in the cave.
Well, please, Chuck, you will tell me more about the flying. I am mucho caliente about it.
Jiminy crickets, what do you mean, Pebbles?
Oh, caliente, Percy. That is the word which means to be very hot.
I get you, Pebbles. You're hot for flying, huh?
Oh, see me, amigo. I also will become the great pilot, like the brave Captain Midnight. I have the great plans.
Oh, gee, Pebbles, what are they?
Well, we will catch this Ivan shark, and we will put him in the prison. Then we will all leave at the hacienda, and we will have the flying school.
Oh, gosh, that would be swell, Pebbles. But as soon as we're through here, we've got to go back to the United States.
Oh, but no, mi amigos. You should not do that. We have the good field next to the hacienda, and Señor Pereira, he will buy many airplanes. We will fly in the mornings, and in the afternoons, we will play baseball and go hunting. Oh, hot diggity-dog.
Well, that would be swell, all right.
Gosh, I couldn't think of anything more interesting. And anyway, Red has promised us a lot of lessons as soon as he has time.
But gosh, Patsy, you know it's impossible. We can't stay down here in Mexico indefinitely. And then again, you can't tell what Captain Midnight might have to do. All right, now quiet, you two. We're up at the outpost. That deep ravine is just ahead.
Gosh, where's Pinky and Slim?
Well, this is the place where Pinky and Slim stay. I know it well.
Here, I'm going to light my flashlight. There.
Why, look. There isn't a soul around.
Oh, that's funny. I can't figure this out. Pinky and Slim were here earlier in the evening.
Look on the ground, mi amigos. You see the footprints? And over there, you see the leaves have been pressed to the ground.
You're right, Pebbles. One of them must have been lying down there.
What could have happened to them, Chuck?
Oh, I don't know, Patsy. I don't like this at all.
Oh, it's not like Pinky and Slim. They are the very good cards. They do not go away.
Listen, Chuck, I'll bet I know what's happened.
Yeah, and so do I. There's only one thing that could have happened. Pinky and Slim must have been captured by Ivan Shark's men.
Well, what could have happened to Pinky and Slim? And in the meantime, what is happening to Captain Midnight and Señor Pereira? The gigantic cattle drive starts at daybreak in a few hours. Don't fail to be at your radios tomorrow night to hear the next thrilling adventure of Captain Midnight. And also to hear some thrilling news for every member of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. I can't tell you now what the big news is about, but I do know this much. It'll be well worth your while to tune in tomorrow and find out for yourself. And say, you fellas and girls who live beyond the city gas mains, don't forget to tell Dad about the special free Christmas gift offer at your Skell Gas dealers. A beautiful 57-piece set of gay Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware valued up to $14.95. Free with every Skell Gas range ordered before Christmas. Skell Gas is spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S. If there is no Skell Gas dealer near you, drop a postcard to the Skell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Captain Midnight prevent the big cattle stampede being planned by Ivan Shark? And are Pinky and Slim really in the hands of Shark's men? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!
This is Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and you have just heard two back-to-back episodes from the juvenile adventure series, Captain Midnight. The two shows were Taken by Surprise, aired on December 5th, and The Strange Plane, aired on December 6th, 1939. More episodes of Captain Midnight can be found in the playlist appropriately entitled Captain Midnight. My name is John Lovering, and it's my pleasure to share these wonderful examples of the golden age of radio with you. And I thank you for listening. Until next time, be safe and be well.